Well, good morning, everyone. We want to extend a heartfelt welcome from Independence Baptist Church. Before we start this morning's message, we'd like to extend a welcome for you to attend services with us. Independence Baptist Church is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And this morning's service will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and then 11 a.m. worship services. We'll also meet back together this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Well, this morning's broadcast has a very important message to share with you. The title with today's message is, Where is God When Bad Things Happen? You know, and this is something that many people struggle with when they see sickness and turmoil and trouble that surrounds us. And I can't personally help but think about the earthquakes and the floods and the famine and the sickness that we hear about so much lately in the news. And these are very, very tragic events. And even on a more personal level, there are so many things that people deal with that we don't always understand why it happens. And there are those who have become so bitter toward God because of the bad things that have happened to them. And so often the question is where is God when all these bad things happen? And why doesn't he stop them from occurring? Well, let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds preaches the first of three messages on this very topic.
This morning I'd like to think on the question, where is God when bad things happen? I know this question has been debated many, many times to the satisfaction of some, and some do not understand even yet. The question is often asked that Christianity in the Bible teaches that God is a very good God, that He is a God full of love. He's a God that's full of compassion, grace, and mercy, ready to forgive and ready to heal. And if God is such a great God as all that, then why is there death and sin and all this misery in the world? And why do bad things happen when people try to do that which is good? Doesn't make too much sense. It would seem that the person that does evil would always reap evil, and the person that does good would always reap good. But it doesn't happen that way. I remember several years ago speaking with a man concerning his salvation, and he cut me off very, very quickly and was not very subtle about it. The fact is, I found out later that this man had turned bitter against God because of some things that happened to him in his life. When his wife bore his first son, she died. It's tragic. And he was left to raise that little boy alone. And he did. And he became very bitter against God, wondering, why did God let his wife die? I mean, doesn't God know that there's a child here to be raised? Doesn't God know that this man loved his wife and did not want to lose her? Well, certainly. And I don't know why the man's wife died. I do not understand that at all. About the time that boy was raised and began to look at girls himself, then Dad began to think, you know, I think I need to be looking around a little bit. And so he did. He found him another wife, and they married and were very happy. And one day, that second wife died as well. The man was bitter beyond words, could not speak to him and give him any comfort whatsoever, because to him, God was a very, very unjust, unfaithful, unforgiving, horrible God who just wrecks everyone's lives and causes havoc everywhere that he goes. And a lot of people think that about God. We look sometimes at the wars that come upon this world and we wonder, why doesn't God stop the wars? Well, the truth of the matter is, God didn't start them. I mean, it's man that started the wars, and God has just simply let men go on their own merry way to death and destruction. We think of all the financial crisis that's occurring, the suffering, physical pain, agony, sickness, diseases, and all kinds of things. We see humans mutilated for life. We see young children that are injured, and they live their lives in that kind of condition. We look at tornadoes and earthquakes who seem to be indiscriminate in their destructive forces. It just comes and comes, and natural disasters occurring. And is there anybody that's going to say that all of these people involved in these terrible natural disasters are worse people than people who do not face those dilemmas? Well, fact is, sometimes things just happen. We live in a very imperfect world. We live in a world that God has created, but the fact is we do not live in the world as God created it. Now let me say that again, just in case you missed it. We do live in a world that God created, but we do not live in the world as God created it. If you'll notice in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 31, when God got through creating this entire world, there's a thing that He said about it. The Bible said there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, that God looked upon all of His creation that He had created. He saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. So when God created this world, He created it in righteousness. He created it without any kind of sin. Now listen, when God created this world, He created it without any sickness, without any death, without any diseases, without any sorrow. God created it without any economic crisis. God created a world and placed there in this world Adam and his wife. And they had everything that heart could wish. They had everything that they would ever possibly need. There was no tragedies ever was going to occur in that world. Because in that world that God created there in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, there was no sin. There were no hurricanes. There were no earthquakes. There were no floods. There was nothing to hurt or destroy in anything that God created. But sin came into the world. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent was more subtle than any beast that the Lord God had made. And this serpent was actually Satan in the form of this serpent. He came to the woman and told the lie. And the woman looked at the fruit of the forbidden tree and took of that fruit and ate it. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. The Bible says then that the eyes of them both were open. Listen, sin had then entered into the world. Understand that it is man's transgressions that's caused all this problem. Remember what I'm saying here. There are tragedies that come upon this world. There is no doubt about that. God is still God. God did not cause the tragedies that we see occurring in this world. God did not cause the earthquakes or the hurricanes to come through and to blow everybody away and to do all the damage that's being done. God did not cause the little child to be born with a dreaded disease. God did not cause the baby to die in his mother's womb. But all of those things are the result of the sin that man is brought into the world because they disobeyed the one clear command of God. God said to Adam when He placed him in the Garden of Eden, "Here is the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, you don't need to eat that, because in the day that you eat that fruit, you are going to die." There had been no death up until that point. But God said, if you eat of that fruit of that tree, you are going to die. I believe that Adam understood some of what God was talking about there. But Adam disobeyed the very, very clear command of God and disobeyed. And he ate that forbidden fruit. And because he ate that fruit, then sin has come into the world. The Bible said, "And death by sin." And so death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So where is God when bad things happen? Well, He's in the same place He's always been. But you see, there's just a gross misunderstanding today about what sin is and the result of sin. Men today desire to blame God for all the evil calamities that come upon them in their lives. They desire to blame God for the sickness and the disease and the death that comes upon the human race. But it's not God's fault. God established this world absolutely perfect. And He intended for men to worship Him. That's why God placed that tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. God intended for man, when he looked at that tree, to remember that God is the Creator. To remember that God is his Lord. To remember that God is the one that is in charge. But instead of that, man looked at that tree, then he looked back at his wife, and man decided to follow his wife instead of following God. Adam knew full well that he was disobeying that one command that God had given to him. Adam knew full well that God had said, if you eat of this forbidden tree, you are going to die. Adam knew that. And sin came into the world. And death by sin, therefore, all of these calamities, all of these things occur. You think about it today, folks. What kind of economic system did God establish in the beginning of this world? Now, I know the kind of economic system we're living in today. It's a matter of dog eat dog, I suppose. It's a matter of, someone would say, of capitalism. Someone would say, no, fascism is the best way. And others would say, no, communism is the best way. And some would say, no, you know, I think socialism is the best way. And others would say, well, maybe a mixture of all of that. Well, what was the economic system that God established in the Garden of Eden? What was it? If you just go back over there and read a little bit, you'll find that God established a system of working and rewards. It wasn't exactly capitalism, but it was working, and it was rewards, and it was using the things that God had provided that we needed for our everyday living. But now today, because of sin that's came into the world, we have all of this perversion of the economic systems and all the perversions of the physical systems of this world. That's why we have all the hurricanes and all the sickness and diseases and everything else such as comes into this world. You think about it. Where is God when bad things happen? He's in the same place He's always been. But you know, sometimes when bad things happen, we need to remember that we need to call upon God for the kind of help that only He can give. I know today in our discussions we've probably not answered the question fully. Where is God when bad things happen? It's been discussed many, many times in the past, and will be discussed more in the future, I am sure. But remember this. When God created this world, there was no sin. God did not bring sin and misery and suffering into this world. Rather, sin, suffering, misery came into the world by the rejection of the commands of God. Now, Jesus Christ has made a way, and that way is through trusting in His own precious blood, that we might find relief in this world and our hope in eternity.
Well, with the amount of time we had this morning, of course, we're only able to scratch the surface of this topic, but we will dedicate the next two Sunday messages to this very thing and this very topic as well. So if you'd like to talk to someone about this in more depth, please contact us. You can leave a message with your contact information, and that phone number is 636-673-2180, or you can write to us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, 63378, and you can also reach us via our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we were only able to complete a small portion of this topic, and so be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the second message dealing with where God is when bad things happen.